The subtle whine of a pneumatic motor sounded from the droid's shoulder and waist areas, and four telescoping arms extended toward the guide rail. Ben rolled beneath them, then swung his legs around and dropped off the bench to stand next to the droid. It spun around its head disc so that the projection slot was facing Ben.
"Your universal stocking code is not evident,"
it said, speaking in a deep, clattering voice.
"Please display it for proper shelf assignment."
Ben shook his head.
"I'm not a stock item."
"Of course you are."
Another whine sounded, and before Ben could react, a set of servo grips closed around his wrists and ankles.
"You came through the freight system."
"Not everything that comes through the freight system is a stock item."
When Ben tried to pull free, the droid's arms suddenly extended farther, and he found himself hanging spread-eagled in the gloom.
"Put me down, and that's an override command."
"Stock items are not authorized to issue override commands,"
STK-CLR countered. A small panel opened in the droid's chest, and a slender hose ending in a tiny nozzle shot out and sprayed a barcode down the front of Ben's robe.
"You have been marked defective unit. Present yourself to the routing station on the far side of the delivery portal for return to your supplier."
Rather than continue the argument, Ben simply hung his head.
"Sure, whatever you want."
"Good."
The droid lowered Ben to the floor.
"And relay my displeasure to your manufacturer. This is the Jedi Temple. We have acceptance specifications."
As soon as his boots hit the floor, Ben pivoted around and tripped the primary circuit breaker in the back of the droid's neck. A surprised squawk sounded from the STK-CLR's vocabulator. Its arms retracted into their sockets, and its frame hissed down to settle over its legs. Ben pushed the droid away from the receiving pad, then snapped his lightsaber off its belt hook and turned to see if he could figure out where the freight handling system had deposited him. He was not surprised to find himself in a dimly lit warehouse filled with row after row of high, gloom-swaddled shelves. The Jedi Temple had at least 100 such rooms, devoted to storage for laboratories, armories, fabrication shops, communication centers, even routine maintenance functions necessary to keep any building of its size in good repair. But this room smelled faintly of Tabana gas and hyperdrive coolant, and it was reverberating to the muffled thunder of artillery strikes crashing against the shields outside a nearby chamber. All of that told Ben that he was in the parts locker of a spacecraft repair bay. Judging by the size of the locker and by the steady battle rumble he was hearing, it was a repair bay that served an extremely large and busy hangar. The muffled growl of activating control rings sounded deep within the freight handling system and grew instantly louder, and Ben looked back in time to see the meter-long silhouette of an astromech droid shooting out of the delivery portal. It decelerated almost instantly and settled gently onto the receiving pad. Ben used the force to lift the little astromech onto the floor next to him.
"Rowdy?" "Sorry," Ben said. "Not much light in here."
A ceiling lamp activated, illuminating the vicinity in a cone of brightness, and leaving no doubt about the identity of the battered little unit in front of Ben.
"Turn that off," Ben ordered. "We're trying to stay hidden here."
The lamp remained on, and Rowdy whistled a question.
"From the Sith, of course," Ben hissed. "I can't believe you brought us to the main operations hangar. There are probably a couple hundred Sith manning the cannon batteries right out there."
Rowdy tweedled in agreement. Then, without deactivating the lamp, he dropped his third tread and began to roll along behind the shelving units. Ben followed along until they reached the eighth row, at the far end of which he saw another cone of light shining down on his father and Corrin. The two Jedi Masters were 20 meters away, standing next to a computer interface panel, but staring over the parts counter out into a massive repair bay as brightly lit as it was empty. Given their lack of caution, it seemed apparent that Ben's fear of discovery was unwarranted. The Sith were simply too busy defending the exterior of the temple to worry about what was in the parts locker behind them.
"Okay, Rowdy, sorry."
Ben pointed toward the interface panel.
"You obviously know what to do. I'll go back and let the others know the situation."
Rowdy replied with a good-natured trill, and Ben returned to the receiving area, where Gisela Horn stood peering into the delivery portal with her lightsaber in hand. Her jaw was set, her feet were braced, and her force aura was humming with anticipation.